Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 22nd. Checking your winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports, your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service and a professional atmosphere. Snow squall warnings for Grey Bruce this evening. Most Grey County roads are snow covered. Visibility is good to fair. It's listed as fair around Meaford, Durham, Hanover, Dundalk, and Flesherton. Bruce County roads are bare to snow covered and slippery. Visibility is listed as fair to poor on the Bruce Peninsula. Be prepared for conditions to change with little notice due to blowing snow and snow squalls. The Speaker of the House of Commons for the 44th Parliament is Anthony Rota. He has been the Speaker since 2019. A member of the Liberal Party, he currently serves as the Member of Parliament for the riding of Nipissing-Temiskaming. Parliament resumed today after about 2 months of not sitting after the federal election. Saugeen Shores Committee of the Whole will hear about the possibility of moving the Cedar Crescent Village development in Port Elgin. The town has seen significant delays in a permit approval process with the Saugeen Valley Conservation Authority. The developer of Cedar Crescent Village is asking for approval to move the building footprint outside of the Conservation Authority permit area. The approval process with the SVCA began back in February. In August, the town asked for an administrative hearing to resolve questions about the dynamic beach limit. The review got underway on September 7th, but was postponed due to extreme weather. Town staff say some advantages of moving the Cedar Crescent project further away from the water include the ability to go ahead with Phase 1 in the spring. The development would be on the portion of the property which previously housed the train station and flea market. Councillors will hear the staff report about it tonight at Committee of the Whole. It wouldn't be approved until a future council meeting. The committee meets virtually at 6:30 tonight. You can find more on Saugeen Shores' website. The Bruce Peninsula Biosphere Association is upgrading its eco-adventures with a $50,000 grant. Association Chair Elizabeth Thorne says in the fall, they received money through the Trillium Community Building Fund to help out with staffing, marketing, their website, and to buy new tents, which will enable them to offer multi-day adventures.
People will be able to stay overnight, and we're focusing on shoulder season, and people will then be able to come up and experience the various kinds of outdoor activities that the Bruce is so popular for.
The adventures, capped at 12 to 15 people, range from snowshoeing in the grotto, birding tours on Isaac Lake, and hiking near Cape Chin. The Ontario government says the child-sized COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer for those aged 5 to 11 can be booked starting tomorrow morning. Appointments can be made on the provincial booking website or by phone. Health Minister Christine Elliott says about 50% of parents with kids in that age group are ready to get them vaccinated right away, while another 30% are still a little hesitant.
And that's why I think it's really important that we have these information channels available through SickKids so they can ask whatever questions they need to ask. Some may also call their pediatrician or family doctor as well, because we know that parents want to be careful and cautious with their children, but we do have this information widely available to them.
The province says a child must be turning 5 years old by the end of 2021 or born in 2016 in order to be eligible to book an appointment. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 134 points to 21,420. The Dow Jones is up 17 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.76 U.S. cents, down 34/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is 76.29, up 35 cents a barrel. In sports, the Tim Hortons curling trials are taking place in Saskatoon. In the National Football League, the New York Giants visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kickoff is 8:15. 10 games tonight in the NBA, including the Charlotte Hornets at Washington to meet the Wizards. Charlotte is fifth in the Eastern Conference, while Washington is third. The Raptors' six-game road swing continues Wednesday night at Memphis. Yesterday, Toronto lost 119-104 at Golden State. The Raptors have lost 7 of their last 9 games. In the National Hockey League, 6 games tonight, including Ottawa at Colorado and Pittsburgh at Winnipeg. The Toronto Maple Leafs start a 3-game Western road swing on Wednesday when they meet the Kings in LA. Yesterday, Toronto blanked the Islanders 3-0. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.